Now, U.S. House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi has labeled as, quote, a grave mistake of President Donald Trump's refusal to certify the Iran nuclear deal. Now, she says the measure will threaten the U.S. security and will isolate the country.
President Trump's refusal to recertify is a grave mistake that threatens America's security and our credibility at a very critical time. The president is ignoring the overwhelming consensus of nuclear scientists, national security experts, generals, and his own cabinet, including reportedly the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State. The fact is, Iran remains in compliance with the nuclear agreement. If they did not, we would not be supporting certification. If Iran were not in compliance, our allies would walk away. They are not. Supporters of the agreement harbor no illusions about the Iranian regime. That is why the agreement is based on proof, not trust. It has set up the toughest detection, inspection, and verification framework ever negotiated. Threatening this agreement does not isolate Iran. It isolates America. The president put forth some statements that are blatantly not true. And I'll depend on all of you to do the fact-checking on some of the statements that he made. One in particular was that the regime was ready to fall until we did this agreement. What? On the basis of what is he making that statement? The regime in Iran was ready to fall. Did you know that? And then we came in and bolstered them. The other, he talks about the money that went to Iran. It's Iran's money. He doesn't tell the American people the money that went to Iran was Iran's money. And if they had challenged us in an international court on it, we would have lost and it would have cost more.
And joining us now out of New York is our own Press TV's Susan Modatis. Hey, Susan, thank you for joining us there. Now, it's funny because, I mean, Nancy Pelosi came out within half an hour after Trump took the lectern and made his decertification speech to show just how passionate and concerned some U.S. lawmakers are about the president's stance on this accord. Your update, please.
That's absolutely right. Nancy Pelosi is a Democrat, so you would consider Democrats to take that stance, considering that the deal was made when a Democrat was in office, being Barack Obama. But the interesting point is that even Republicans and individuals in Donald Trump's own administration have expressed concern regarding this speech. Now, for two reasons, not because they feel allied with Iran in one way or the other, but like Ms. Pelosi said, it was based on principle. It wasn't based on trust. And for the United States to back down, where it hasn't backed down, but for Donald Trump to come out and decertify, it doesn't necessarily mean that it pulled out of the deal. What it does mean is that it creates an atmosphere of distrust, not only here in the United States, but also around the world, when the United States wants to potentially sit at the negotiating table with others. Let's say North Korea is watching very carefully how this administration is going to act in regard to the Iran deal to see whether or not it's even worth it for them to go to the negotiating table at such volatile times. You have Mattis, you have McMaster, you have Secretary of State Tillerson, presumably Mr. Kelly, telling Donald Trump that saying that the deal is, that Iran is not in compliance and he's decertifying the deal could have a domino effect on other issues. So that's the main concern here. Another concern is Donald Trump presented himself as being a one-trick pony, as one official told me off the record, saying that basically he is dealing with every single multilateral negotiation in a single way, passing it on to Congress. There isn't a single multinational agreement that he agrees with. Look at NAFTA, look at the Paris Agreement. As the president of France told him, he just doesn't like deals that he hasn't dealt with himself. But then when it comes to dealing with deals that he deals with himself, he passes it on to Congress. So Congress has a full hand right now. It has to deal with healthcare. It has to deal with the Paris Agreement. It has to deal with the Iran nuclear deal. So these are all concerns. Another concern is to bring the IRGC into the equation. Even the Bush administration, not only the Obama administration, was very sensitive and very careful in tiptoeing around how it deals with the IRGC. Why? Because for the United States, its military front is concerned that Iran may somehow retaliate in the region in what the United States, quote, calls its Iran's proxies. So they're afraid that their troops will be at risk. They're also concerned that Iran will continue to expand its defensive missile program, which it has says it's for peaceful purposes. So, you know, this wasn't, as Donald Trump thinks, that just because he won an election based on false claims and promises, international deal making is very dangerous. And as Foreign Minister Zarif told me, he has to find it, he has to come to an understanding that international deal making is not real estate, and hopefully he won't figure that out the hard way. So it's not just the Democrats, it's not just Nancy Pelosi, it's, we have to understand that it's people within his own party that are concerned that backing away from this deal, or basically throwing cold water on it by creating an atmosphere of mistrust, is not in U.S. national interests. It's not just sticking to the deal, it's isolating the United States with his allies. And we have, you know, you have a partisan Congress that basically nothing gets done at this point, and then you have the commander in chief that goes off script every now and then. So we have to be mindful that Donald Trump's speech was not America's stance; it was Donald Trump's stance when it came to the nuclear deal. And I just want to add something, if we have time. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations just minutes ago issued a statement on the part of Iran to be circulated to the United Nations Security Council. The letter was addressed to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and it outlined Iran's position since 1979, since Donald Trump became a historian in the beginning of his speech and referred to 1979 and continued to this day with his allegations. It starts with, the letter starts with 1979 and how the Islamic Revolution, the Iranian Revolution came about, and where Iran stands at this point. And time and again, it states that Iran's defensive missile program was not part of the JCPOA. So there is sort of this talk that Donald Trump, half jokingly, hasn't even read the deal, does not know the content of the deal. There is no sunset clause.
We're going to have to leave it there, Susan. I want to thank you for your update and for your input there. Joining us out of New York, that was Iran Press TV's Susan Mudaris joining us.